About 100 people gathered in downtown Youngstown Monday night to write two kinds of letters, one to Amir Adi to let him know that he's missed, and letters to Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials to plea for his release. From public radio station WKSU, ML Schulze has the latest on Adi's deportation case and what is now entering his second week of a hunger strike.
Despite intervention from Congress, Adi remains in a federal prison, about 3 miles from his downtown grocery store and hookah bar. That's where his wife, daughters, friends, customers, and other supporters gathered to argue in the letters they wrote what hundreds of protesters had argued in the streets over the weekend, that ICE cannot justify holding him. Adi and his wife had sold their home and purchased one-way tickets to Jordan when ICE said 2 weeks ago it would re-review the case. Instead, he was arrested last Tuesday at what was to have been an ICE check-in. One of his four daughters, Elena, said her father had no inkling what was coming and has received no explanation since.
If you can't explain why, then you shouldn't be doing it. If you have no reasoning behind it, then you should just probably let him go or let him go back home. He was on his way.
At the urging of Congressman Tim Ryan, a House subcommittee last week added its voice by asking the Department of Homeland Security to review the case. The family had expected Adi's release Friday, but instead he was transferred from a county jail to the federal prison. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm ML Schulze.